Damascus. Legend has it that on a journey from Mecca, the Prophet Muhammad cast his gaze from the mountainside onto Damascus, but refused to enter the city because he wanted to enter paradise only once, when he died. In a place that vies for the title of the world's oldest continually inhabited city, this is but one of thousands of stories. With this position as the first stop for travelers from the east, and with the Barada River flowing freely from the mountains where the Prophet stood, Damascus has always been a coveted capital. The machinations of those wishing to claim the city as their own is as fascinating as the wealth of architecture and culture they left behind, with Damascus collecting the calling cards of myriad civilizations. There is hardly a city in the world that has packed so much history into such a small space as the Old City. Thankfully, the Old City is still the Damascus that sustains the romantic notion of the Orient, filled with bazaars and blind alleys, minarets, mosques and fountain courtyards, street cart vendors and coffee houses. While the Barada might not flow as it once did, today Damascus is finding a new spring of life. Boutique hotels now flourish in delightful old Damascene addresses, restaurants refine what is one of the world's most complex cuisines, and art galleries are riding an incoming tide of creativity. There is a new modern sophistication in the city. But for those looking for the Damascus of countless stories, it's still right here, where it's always been.